Gather round, gals. Pay attention. Hello. Yeah, you over there in the back. Pay attention, please. I got a snippet for ya. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Women Over 40, where we elevate our mindset and trade hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson, and it is time for a treat, gals. Time to hear another voice. I recently had a chat with one of the women in my world, been in my world for several months, a woman by the name of Sharon. Sharon, and she agreed to share her story with you. And let me tell you, when that happens, I get very, very excited. So I'm going to stop talking and let Sharon tell her own story. Enjoy.
All right. Well, if there's no questions, we'll get started. Sharon, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your story with the women in Snippet Land. What part of the continent are you coming from first?
I am from Florida.
Florida. Okay. A lot warmer there than where I am, but I'll forgive you that.
It's 22. It's 22 yeah. Degrees.
Right. Okay. It's raining here and almost surprising it's not snowing, but it will soon enough. That aside, I'm really so honored and so glad that you decided to join us. What we want to do is hear your story. How did you end up here? Now, one step at a time, how did you first find me or the snippets or come into this ecosystem?
So I was surfing as usual and usually drinking at the time, and I knew I needed help, but I couldn't find it. So I was on Facebook, and I think with your, is it the algorithm? It pulls up everything.
Yes.
So you get more posts and more posts, and yours was one of them. And I started listening to your snippets on podcast, just kept going and going. I think even one night I called an alcoholic number to say I need help, but I hung up before I talked to him.
Wow.
Yeah, just didn't want to do it. So I kept going and going. And finally, your 7-day sobriety sprint came up. And I had already stopped drinking for about 2 weeks. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to check it out. So I did. And I did the 7-day sprint.
Wow, that was in September. We're in November now. That's amazing. I'm so glad. The time, you know, I keep hearing about the timing of these things. I don't believe in coincidence. So, you know, even though, yes, there's an algorithm in 2025,
yep.
You know, but there's still, there are so many other places it could have taken you and it brought you to me. And that is meant to be, I believe.
I agree too. And I did look at other ones, but I never committed to them.
Right, right. And those 7 days, well, let's start with that. You did a 7-day sprint. That was the set. I remember that, the early September 7-day sprint. What was that like and what happened afterwards?
It was good. It was hard to get it in every day for 7 days because I'm keeping this very private. It's in my own life, but I showed up for everyone, did the homework. It was good. It was really good. I liked the other women and I felt like I belonged.
Awesome. Yeah. It's difficult to connect to people you don't even know and commit to something. It's free. It's online. We're like suspicious. We're nervous. We don't know who's what. And so it takes courage. And then on top of it, you show up and I say to you, okay, welcome. Now stop drinking because we're together. It's like, what the hell's going on? What did she just, you know, so that took so much courage, Sharon. Well, hold on a sec, though. You said you had already been not drinking for several days. Tell us how that happened.
So I just decided not to drink.
Okay.
But I had done that 100,000 times before.
Right, right.
And it never worked. So I knew by going 2 weeks wasn't enough, that I would crash eventually because I wasn't accountable.
Yes.
I needed to be accountable. So
exactly.
That's why I joined the free 7-day sprint.
Yeah, good for you. That's our story, isn't it? That's my story. That's our story is we can quit drinking, but for how long and how do we feel and where does it all end? And we've all been, as you say, 100,000 times.
Yeah.
I've been here before and I know trouble's brewing, right? Mm-hmm. So good for you. And that's taking uncomfortable action, being willing to show up for yourself, all those amazing things that are hard but necessary on this journey.
Absolutely.
So what happened at the end of your 7 days?
So at the end of the 7 days, you and I had a conversation. I was thinking of joining, and we talked about it, and I thought that was the only place I could be is with you, because you're such a strong, honest personality. And I needed that. I didn't want fluff. I didn't want poor me. I wanted accountability. And that's what
good. Yeah, look, fluff isn't going to help any of us. So to be clear, at the end of the 7 days, I said, Sharon, stay with me another 2 months, join my perspectives experience, which is a client coaching, and it requires an investment. And you said, yes, I'm going to do that.
Absolutely.
And that's massive. Yep. And we'll get to what the results of those 2 months. But first, what was it like? Now you're taking a bigger leap. You're pulling out your credit card. You're like joining another group of women you don't know.
Yep.
Right? Tell me what that was like.
Well, I didn't want my husband to know. So I had to kind of bury the money, which wasn't too hard. But if he knew, he would know that this was important to me and he would be fine. But I didn't want to share that. So I just kind of buried it in the finances. And it was fine.
Oh, okay. That's amazing. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's not a massive investment. It's not like it's going to break up a marriage. Yeah. But
nope.
Does he know now that you invested?
No.
Okay.
No.
Wow. That's really interesting. That took a lot of courage, too. And also, I think, you know, the idea of, yes, I'm in a partnership here, but this is my life. And this means this everything. Me. Yeah. Right. And we're not kidding when we say that the fork in the road, right? I can end up over here. I heard another woman say, you know, we're in our fourth quarter of life, or as I call it, the last chapter, to say, I'm going to step up for myself in this chapter of my life, no matter what it takes, and have the courage. That's just amazing.
So I did say to him probably about a month ago, I said, Dave, I'm an alcoholic. I cannot drink. We both know that. And I can't drink, so I'm not going to. And at least he knows.
Okay. And he's fine with that? It's not like he's not a heavy drinker. I'm wishing you were drinking with him. Yeah.
No, not at all.
Good. That makes it a lot easier. So, okay, you're in. You've buried the finances. The marriage stayed together. That's good to hear.
Yeah, of course.
So now what happened in there, though? What did you have to do, and how did it feel? Were you able to keep up? Because you did say the 7 days sprint was hard to do every day, and it is, isn't it?
Right.
But this is different. The rhythm changed, right?
But I still had problems with that, too, because I was doing the homework, but there was all these different courses, and I thought I had to do all these modules and get them done. And so I messaged you and said, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm not keeping up. I'm frustrated. And you said, stop. You don't need to do everything at once. Just take a breath.
I remember that, Sharon. And I realized what, poor you, that was my fault, totally my fault. Because here's what happened. When you started, I had decided to teach live. Whereas before, I had just been handing the women the recorded course, which is very powerful. But I had said to the group before you arrived, just take a pause on the recordings and let's do some live teaching together every weekend. But you didn't hear that. So you came in, you're like, oh my God, I have to do that and that and that.
This,
so I was so, yeah, I'm glad you reached out. And when we straightened that out, I think things got easier for you, right?
It got a lot better. Yep.
Okay.
I did find at the probably midway, I was feeling like I wasn't connecting with the group. Like they all seemed like knowing what they're doing and know where they're going. And I'm like, I don't get this. I don't belong here. And I think I also reached out to you again and you got right back to me and told me, you know, it's not as it appears. And, you know, just hang on there.
Sharon, I'm so glad you brought that up because this applies to all of us. We feel like it's this FOMO, fear of missing out, or even worse than that, it's the idea that comparison. We compare ourselves to others. Everyone else knows what they're doing. Everyone else is ahead of me. So I reminded you on that very week, one of the women in the group returned after like a 3-week binge.
Yes, you told me that.
Well, she had shared it in the group. You know, it wasn't a secret. It wasn't a secret. And I pointed out, you know, there are others, you know, maybe the women don't share it, but from where I'm sitting, we're all just on this journey and we go at our own pace. And as soon as we start comparing ourselves, we set ourselves up for trouble. whether in my program or anything in life. And I knew that you were doing amazing and you were on the right path and are, still are, right? One of the things we don't do is we don't condemn anybody for if they have a slip or, you know, as the one woman came back and said, well, I've been gone for, I think it was almost a month she disappeared and came back and said, well, that was no fun. Let's start over. Alcohol, right?
Right. I hope to not have to ever do that. But if I do,
no,
you are there.
Yeah, there's no judgment of any kind. So did you build any relationships during your first couple of months that you'd like to share about?
Not really. One of the ladies is a half an hour away from me. So we did connect and we went to a garden thing, but we really haven't talked too much since. We're both very busy. I'd talk to a couple off the chat, but not really.
I don't think I would necessarily recommend that. The connection I'm talking about is in those breakout rooms in the weekend, how that feels. You know, I don't think anyone really expects to. I mean, it's amazing because I heard you both live in Florida and you realized you were within driving distance. So you got together for lunch or whatever you did.
We did.
And you sent us a picture, right?
Yes.
And I was so jealous. I'm like, these women get to hug. I never get a hug from my gals here in Snippetland. So
yes, she's a very
glad you were giving. Yes. Yeah. But, you know, that's so not necessary. No. I think the power, and there's enough power in that breakout room connection every weekend. How was that for you? What was that ecosystem like, or the energy in there, I guess, would be?
It was good. The women that I've been with, again, seem very confident in what they're doing. And I kind of felt like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what my momentum is. You know, so I'm still struggling with that a little bit.
Okay.
I haven't been back in the breakout room because I was away for a couple of weeks. I've missed some sessions, but I'm back now. So I'm still trying to connect.
Well, see, that's the thing. As we say, we go at our own pace. That's what you have to look forward to, Sharon.
Yeah.
You know, for the listeners out there, the way I do this is we get together once a week and I teach for a little bit, coach for a little bit. Most of that connection is in smaller breakout rooms. So by small, we're talking in 3 to 4 other women. And doing that every week and also connecting in between on WhatsApp, you can build relationships in the sense that you know enough about somebody else to say, to comment or to hear what they're doing. And women share that they've struggled. I also believe there's no coincidence in who you end up with in the breakout room.
Really?
You know, I really don't. And that's random. I don't do that. I just let the software do it.
I just
click the button and I say, go ahead. And it creates those groups. I don't. And so I leave it in God's hands or whoever you wanted to call it. And if you're getting in rooms with women who've got it together or feel like or say that, which there are several women, some women are ahead of others, and that's the beauty of it. If that's happening to you, Sharon, there's a reason. I think you're being shown what's possible.
Okay.
I really do.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm going from room to room and I'm hearing everything.
We see you.
Yeah. And when I'm in the other room and I'll hear women sharing, that's why I was able to say to you, look, somebody just got back from a 1 month binge. You know, you're not beyond
it. Yeah,
but she shared it with everyone in the breakout room. So if you were in the room with her anyway, I think you got what you were supposed to get.
Good. Right? Yeah. I also like the fact that WhatsApp, like I post on there when I'm up in the middle of the night and I can't sleep and I will spill my guts. And
I know.
They come back and they, you know, encourage you and say it's okay, which is really good.
Sleep's a big thing. In early sobriety, it's hard to sleep because we've been putting ourselves to sleep with alcohol.
Yep.
And you have the courage and the willingness to share that at 3 a.m. or whatever when you can't sleep, right?
Right.
And because of time zones, someone's usually up.
True.
Able to respond. Yeah. So good for you. I know that you recently finished your first 2 months with me, but you've decided hands down you're staying another 3. Is that right?
Yes, I did.
Amazing. I'm so excited that we get to keep going together, especially because I'm hearing you say you have more you want to do. How does it feel for you?
I love the connection. I love the accountability. I feel like I have to do my journaling. I have to be there on Saturday now because I want to see everyone. It's like in your mind that you belong to this group and you don't want to let yourself down, never mind the group.
Yeah, that's accountability. That's why we do this. There's no other way to do it, you know? Yeah, I talk about that on the show all the time here. I mentioned it's coming up on 100 years since AA started. Well, the, you know what? I'm convinced what keeps them going is not the 12 steps. It's the what they call fellowship. We don't call it fellowship, but it's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Human beings need each other. And when it comes to alcohol, boy, do we need each other. Because we have a voice in our head that tells us lies, and then we believe it.
Absolutely.
So there's no way around that. And that's just the bottom line. And so I'm so glad you're going to stay another 3 months. Let's go back a little bit, Sharon. For the women listening, for them, they haven't taken that first step. What was it like to talk to me the first time? Was I scary? Was it okay? How did that feel for you?
You know, it wasn't scary. I figured it was just my time. And I don't remember what we said. I really don't. All I knew was that it was the right connection and the right time. And
I don't remember what we said either.
No. I think, though, in the last 2 months, the connection with you and with the group has grown. And, you know,
I would hope so, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So what would you say to anyone out there in Snippet Land who's on the fence or not sure what to do? What would you say?
Don't be on the fence. Just do it. You have to for yourself because you are important. And it doesn't matter how much it's going to cost you because it's costing a lot in alcohol, right?
And heartbreak and health.
Heartbreak and, yeah, absolutely.
And relationships.
Mm-hmm. No, just do it. And it only hurts for a minute. You know, just take that leap. It only hurts for a minute.
Love that. Well, you know, Sharon, here's the thing. First of all, my program's not super expensive compared to what's out there, but it's an investment. But here's another thing that I actually truly believe with all my heart, and not just as a way, as the person who gets your money. I believe that when we invest, we have a more power behind us to keep going. You know, on the day when you're like, screw it, I'm done with this crap. I'm going to drink and come out of here. You know what voice is going to stop you? The credit card voice, the voice that says, yeah, but you invested. Right?
Yep. You can't waste it.
Yeah. That's what worked for me in 2018. I wanted to walk away so many times. And I'm like, what about the loan you took out? I took out a loan to get the help. I didn't have enough on my card. Yeah, it was way more expensive my program. But I mean, like in our society, people who pay attention. Like, wait, I have money in this. I'm going to pay attention.
But I don't think that I feel like you're in it for the money. I can tell, and I'm reading your book, and I can tell that you're doing this because of what you went through, and you want to help women. You're not a fake. Your heart.
No, I'm not, love.
You are really into this, and I feel like a connection with you.
Well, me too. I'm so glad. I'll tell you what, Sharon, there's a lot easier ways to make money than this. This is not easy.
Like, oh my
wait a minute.
God.
I can think of other things. Like, yeah. No, I'm definitely not in it for the money. But of course, I need to get paid. And you need to invest. All of you out there in Snippet Land. Mm-hmm. We really do. Or we're just going to keep getting support, freebie level sobriety. Right?
Right.
Well, what are you worth? What is your life worth?
There's no price.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's an interesting, I don't think I've ever had that conversation with that. I like that. That was good. So you have no qualms about recommending moving forward.
No,
anything else you'd like to share with the women out there? Any last nuggets of wisdom that you had over 2 months with me?
I don't have a lot of wisdom altogether, but I think it's the best thing that I ever did. And I'm just going to keep on keeping on. And it's going to hurt. I'm going to stumble. And then I'm just going to keep on going. And the support is there. So if I have a bad day, just go on WhatsApp. The women are there.
Sharon, that was very wise. Those were very wise words.
Well, I'm a pretty wise person to join you.
And more than that, I'm just so honored and glad that you're here. Thank you so much for sharing your stories to help other women who, when they're ready and hear voices like yours, it makes a huge difference.
And you have to be ready. That's the big thing.
And you'll know.
Yes. And I am.
I'm glad to hear it. Thanks again for coming, Sharon. And I'll see you in WhatsApp.
All right. Thanks, Becca.
Oh, it was so much fun to speak with Sharon. And Sharon, thank you again. One more time. Thank you, love. I know that's not easy to do. It takes courage. Listen, gals, if you'd like to come a little bit closer in Snippet Land, a little bit deeper into Snippet Land, today I'm going to invite you to send me an email. Send me an email and simply ask for the Saturday Smiles from Snippet Land. That's right. Every Saturday, I'm shooting humor directly to your inbox. I don't send junk to your inbox, gals. I do not. So send me an email at Becca@BeccaJacobson.com and simply ask me for the Saturday Smiles. And the very next Saturday, you'll have a goodie right in your inbox. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.